Hey, my name's Sephora, and you're listening to TBH. What is TBH? Or in other words, what is to be human? Wow. What a crazy start to a first episode, I know, right? If you're listening and you listened to episode zero, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm going to start off by saying that I'm a very amateur podcast person. I do not know everything there is to know about how to do a podcast, how to make a great podcast, or anything like that. So I am very awkward. I'm trying my best here. So hopefully you want to stick around, and if you don't, I totally get it. There's a bunch of great podcasts out there that are definitely doing a better job than I am. So, but I hope you stick around for the ride. But yeah, getting into this topic for our podcast episode, to be human, what does that even mean? I mean, if you think about it, being a human being isn't something that we usually think about that much, you know? It's just we are. We were that since we were born. We always have been that, you know? It's not what we identify ourselves as. But in a world full of labels, I feel like it's such a great way to just go down to the very basic level of just saying that we're human beings, you know? And with that comes a lot of things that come attached to that human being sort of label thing. There comes a lot of emotions, there comes a lot of stories, a lot of life happening, internally, externally, mentally, physically, emotionally, every sort of thing that you could think of relates back to that. And the thing is, at that core level, when we talk about just being a human being, everyone's the same. There is no difference between me and the person sitting next to me in my class, or the person that I see walking down the street with their dog. We're all the same, no matter what shape, size, age, mentality, personality we have. At that core, we're all the same type of person, a human being. And I think that's a really interesting thing to think about, because we don't recognize each other for that as much as we think we do. You know, you, without really thinking about it, categorize people, or you categorize yourself. You attach labels without realizing it, without even saying a word to someone. You've already formulated this idea or this picture in your mind of who they are and what they stand for, and, you know, what they're doing with their lives based on how they look, based on what they wear, how they laugh, how they talk, how they walk, you know, all these things. Our brain just takes them in and creates this picture subconsciously without us even thinking. And somehow we come to this judgment or this opinion of that person, saying, oh my God, that person's really weird. Like, I don't want to ever talk to that person. Or, oh my gosh, like, she's so gorgeous. There's no way that she could be really that pretty, you know? Like, why can't I look like that? You know, like, all these different things that we just think without realizing it, and we say them inside our heads, which is basically the same thing as saying them out loud, because you're still saying it to a person. That person's just you. And it's so funny how superficial it gets, but how we say that we're not superficial people. And I think that's an important thing to recognize, because we say we're not, and trust me, I'm at fault for this too. If someone ever said that, yeah, like, I'm not a superficial person, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not either. Like, I would never, ever judge a person. But the thing is, I have. And when I think about it, I realize that I have. And it sucks. It really sucks, you know? Saying that, wow, wait, I really did judge my best friend, or I judged that little girl, or that boy, or, you know, that guy who was walking across the street, or coming out of that store, like, I did it, and I don't know why I did it. And that's the thing, we don't know why it happens. Maybe it's because of insecurity, maybe it's because of something that we've almost like grown up with, this mentality that we're supposed to have. Maybe it's because of our social circle, the people that we are surrounded by. Maybe it's because of our family, or maybe it's because of just, you know, us being on our own, like, you know, these negative thoughts that filter in and then we just don't know how to kick them out. So many things can influence our mindset in so many ways. And I think that's why this podcast, I wanted to make it to be human instead of to be honest, because being honest with yourself is not easy. But if you're thinking about it from a human perspective, you already are more honest than you ever have been, because at that core level, everything's on the surface. Everything about you is the same as that person that's sitting across from you, you know? You were one and the same. Everyone's connected in that way. So it's not easy to change our perspective and change our mindset in that way, but it is a challenge that we have to wake up to every single day and try to accomplish. Because the moment that we flip our mind to start thinking of that person as just another human being, we gain so much more respect and so much more compassion for them. And we always like to tell ourselves that we are respectful, compassionate people. But is that really the case if we're already superficially judging people left and right? No, right? I mean, I'm guilty of this too. So if you're having that deja vu feeling of like, oh my God, wait, she's right, then I'm right there with you. Like, I know what you're talking about and I know how you're feeling. And it's not a fun feeling, you know, it's not a feeling that we like to have. And some of you might be like, hey, Apoorva, like, come on now, I'm not like that. Like, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to call me like a mean person? Like, what are you trying to do? And I'm like, no. That's not my intention. My intention is this. I just want to put this idea out there that you and me, we're not that different. You know, we might be in a different grade. We might be at different ages. We might be a boy versus a girl. We might be a male versus a female. We might be different in so many different categories. But at the root of it all, we're the same. And I think as much as we like to pretend that we are the same, we never believe it, you know? We always tell other people what they want to hear, what we want ourselves to believe, almost subconsciously. We'll tell that person that, oh my gosh, we're going to be great friends for the rest of our life. But internally, we're like, no, we're not, because me and that person just don't get along. And I don't know why I got that example into my head, but if you're going off that topic, it's just an interesting perspective that suddenly, like a switch, like going on and off, you can be thrown off the course of one person, and then, you know, it's just like you two have never met. But the thing is, you have. You did. You shared experiences together. You had, like, moments together that you will remember. And as much as we say that we don't associate with that person, we still associate them in a human perspective. Because like we said, being human is a lot more than just physically being a human. It's mentally and emotionally as well. You know, like all these emotions that we feel, all of these things that we go through, we try to push them away, or we try to turn them away, or we don't acknowledge them. Or we say that it's not like, you know, like, I'm not really feeling like that. Or we downplay it to other people. But the thing is about being a human person, is we're supposed to acknowledge those. That's who we are. When we're born, we cry, you know? And if we don't cry, it's concerning. So why is it that when we're a baby and we cry, it's a good thing, but then when we get older and we cry, it's a bad thing all of a sudden, like to ourselves? You know, it's not a good feeling to go about, but if you think about it, it's a weird way that we've all grown up in a mentality that, you know, certain things are not supposed to happen and certain things are okay to happen the older we get. And that's why, like, I keep referencing the point of us being human beings, because I just think that's the main goal of this whole podcast. That's the main goal of what I'm trying to get at through all of these episodes, that there are so many things that we experience that are supposed to be experienced, that are supposed to be dealt with and heard for and, you know, referenced and felt and acknowledged and talked about, that we don't talk about. I don't know, like the other day, I was literally having a conversation with my friend, and the conversation was so, so easy. And then we started talking about uncomfortable things, and it was difficult, you know? It was difficult to put into words what we wanted to say. But the moment we started doing that, the more relief you feel, it's like this weight comes off your shoulders, as cliche as that is. The more we talk about these things and the more we acknowledge them for ourselves, as uncomfortable as it is, the more relief we feel and the more human we start to feel, you know? We don't feel so robotic about how we act one way when we're by ourselves, and we act a different way when we're with family, and we act a different way when we're with friends. There's so many versions of us out there, and it's so exhausting at the end of the day that trying to maintain that robotic, like, switch every single time we go into a new scenario, like, oh wait, I gotta act like this version of me. No, wait, no, now it's that version of me. Every time we encounter one person, we have to act a certain way versus another person. And it's, we're not really being ourselves at that point. It's like we've lost who we are. And that's why I want to ground us in the thought of just being a human being. Forget all those labels that you self-imposed, all those labels that people have put on you. Just take them all away. If you strip all the layers back off, like in Shrek, you know, like when he talks about being an onion, having so many layers, I think about it that way. Like, Shrek was such a person, like a character in the beginning, where he was so mean and so, like, hard-headed and rude, and then, like, you peel back a layer and another, and another, and then soon at the very end, you're seeing this, like, nice guy, you know, you're seeing this nice character who was there all along, but it's just, like, all these, like, layers have built up over time. So, yeah, like, peeling back those layers until we get to the core, which is just being a human being. It's just, like, take a moment. I'm gonna, like, not talk for one moment, and I'm just gonna just sit with the idea, or is like wherever you are, just mentally think about the idea, saying, I am a human being. I'm back. Yeah. It's an interesting concept that we never usually think about. But it's one all the same. And the more we start thinking about it, the more we realize how unique and how special we really are. And those labels that we had on ourselves have a new meaning now. You know, we can switch those labels and make them into something new and give ourselves a new sense of, like, self, a new power of self, a new, like, being, a new feeling of existence at the end of the day. And as weird and cosmic sounding or emotionally mushy as it all sounds, it's the truth. And that's how I like to think of it. And it makes it so much more, like, wow, like, you're, it's just, like, mind blown, you know, when you start thinking about it in this way, because you're just like, wow, well, I'm just a human being at the end of the day. Like, you're allowed to feel whatever you feel. You're allowed to sit there in those emotions and those memories and those moments and just, you know, just be there. And if it's a past moment, it's a past moment. If it's something you're hoping for the future, it's something you're hoping for the future. If it's something happening right at this very moment, that's what it is. You know, like, it's whatever is happening right now for you is you. Like, you are just you. I don't know how to put it into words, but there's something so special about you just being you. Like, take that in for a moment. There, you are such a unique being, and you are a human being. Those are powerful words to say, that I am just a human being, you know? It takes off so much pressure, it takes off so many of these restrictions, it takes off so many of these, like, rules that you've put on yourself, in so many ways, and it just makes you feel so relieved, and it makes you feel like almost like a kid again, you know, when so many things didn't matter that matter now, how your dress looked, how your clothes looked, how your hair looked, how you ran around playing on the jungle gym, or, like, you know, or you just, like, ate whatever you wanted to eat, or you said whatever you wanted to say. That's what it is. Being a human being is just you being yourself, and acknowledging all those things that make you yourself. And yeah, like, I don't know what else I really want to say about it. If I get more ideas, like, obviously, like, the later podcast episodes will be on this kind of stuff too, but, like, the underlying concept is that you are a human being. I don't know what else to say except for that. It's just, you are a remarkable species. You are a remarkable person. No label, no nothing, no description of you. Just, you are a person. You are a human being, and you are amazing. And you should applaud yourself for that, just for being one. Because there is so much that we can do, so much we can say, so much we can change. Every single day we're growing and learning and moving and adapting, and that's such a remarkable thing, you know, like, all of that tap, all of those muscles and neurons and cells and everything working so hard inside of you, and all of these things happening around you that you are taking in day by day and, like, pushing out, like, all of these things that need to be done. It's just an amazing thing that you're able to do. You're able to move, you're able to talk, you're able to laugh, cry, breathe, you're able to blink, smell, touch, taste, all of these things. It's just, we don't recognize them for as much anymore. And take a moment, just take a moment to feel your fingers, you know, you're like, feel your fingers against each other, or like, move your toes, or like, just look at yourself smile, or like, look at your eyes, just look at them blink. Just recognize yourself for being a human. Simple as that. Yeah, I don't know where this conversation started. I don't know where it went, but I hope what I said kind of made sense. At least some of it made sense. But yeah, I hope that today, what you do as after you listen to this, just take a moment and watch yourself, just look at you, and instead of looking at, oh my gosh, the stress, or oh my gosh, the, like, all these thoughts that are coming at you when you look at yourself, just block them out for a second, and just look at you, because you are incredible, and you are standing there looking at yourself, and all of that wonderfulness is right there inside one human being. And there's so much about you that you still don't know. And there's so much that you still have to find out. So much that you've grown and learned from to get to this point. And so much that you're currently changing right at that very moment that you're looking at yourself. Because you're starting to have a realization that, yeah, I'm a human being. And it's pretty dang incredible. Like, it's amazing. It's freaking amazing. And you should applaud yourself for that. You should give yourself a hug, do a happy dance, do whatever it is. Because I just want you to know that you being a human being, it's amazing. I don't know what else to say about it. So yeah, I hope you take that away. Just take a moment and soak in all the wonderfulness that you are, the wonder that you are as a human being. And I will hopefully talk to you soon in my next episode. But until then, nothing is off limits. My name is Apoorva, and this is TBH.